We have lovely Stu on the air with us. He's an electronic producer and house DJ based in Sydney. He's self-tape. Stu is self-tape, in case you didn't get that. And he's making some beautiful, organic, just great sounds. We're joined by the man himself on the phone. Stu, what's up, man?
Hello.
Hello.
Not much. What's going on?
Not much, man.
It's having a groove all the time. We're so excited to have you today. Thank you so much for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
So recently you've returned from Australia since being from London for a while and living there. What was it like, and how did that kind of affect like the way you wrote music and aesthetically and everything?
It was awesome, like an awesome time, man. Like I did the whole 2-year holiday visa thing. With the focus to kind of go over there and kind of write music. At the time I was actually writing with another producer as well in like a kind of different band.
Cool.
And then kind of consumed a lot of like the London, Europe kind of music. Definitely went to a lot of, you know, dance clubs and
awesome.
Kind of experienced
sounds
that
awesome.
Whole kind of thing. And then I guess coming back to Australia is when I kind of started this whole self-tape project and kind of hopefully have taken some of those influences over with me.
That sounds so cool. It's like you can just imagine like the interaction with people that you meet over there and then adapting that to your music and lyrics and move it towards the music you create now.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Stu, tell me a little bit about how you created such warm electronic textures and just like the groove having recorded music in the depths of London's cold winter.
I know. It's pretty funny actually because I don't really use a lot of equipment. A lot of the stuff that I do is kind of all in just the laptop computer. So actually we had kind of minimal equipment, in my small kind of flat in London.
Oh, wow.
So yeah, it was like a MIDI keyboard and like a little drum sequencer. So, a lot of it's sample based as well. So I guess just getting inspiration from different, like, you know, synth sounds that I can find online and stuff like that.
That's awesome.
But yeah, it's pretty, I guess it's a big sound for the equipment I'm actually using. It's quite minimal.
Yeah, because it sounds quite large. It's like, it just has like such depth to it. So like, that's so crazy that it's so minimalistic for how big it sounds.
Yeah. I guess so, yeah.
Yeah, so, well, anyway, so like, of course, like you've just released like with the latest single Hanging Over You that came out this year. It has that kind of vibe. So like, obviously you mentioned a bit about like the instrumental side of things, like using a MIDI controller and all those things. So how did that song come about, and like how did the recording process and producing side come about that with that song?
Yeah, so for that, this song in particular, I found kind of just the vocal sound of that main Hanging Over You sample, which was actually like kind of this jazz swing a cappella, which I found in like this lost sample pack on it was like a, I can't remember the website, it was like Converse Samples.
Okay.
They used to they used to have like a website where they had samples. And I just kind of went searching through there and found this, and it kind of manifested itself after I kind of tweaked it a bit and like warped it, pitched it. Like there's a lot of effects that's happened just on the vocal alone to kind of make it sound that way. It was, like I said, it was like, you know, this kind of quirky jazz singer a cappella, which is kind of out of tune.
Yep.
And then I've kind of turned it into a bit of a more straight electronic kind of vibe.
Cool. So it's like you kind of just made a bit more rhythmic towards your ear and kind of molded to that way.
Yeah, exactly. So it started with that, and then kind of I built the chords and percussion around that. So that was kind of the centerpiece of the whole track, I guess.
Well, that's
so cool. Pretty important getting that right.
Dope.
So I actually spent a lot of time on that sample mostly than the actual other kind of percussion and stuff. So
awesome.
Tell us a little bit about the video that accompanies Hanging Over You. So it features sort of this dance sequence and flickers of black and white photos.
Yep.
How was it making this video? And tell us, was that like your ideal visualization like of how the track would turn out? Yeah.
It's kind of a weird story behind that because it was not the clip I had originally planned for. So I was working with Chris Grundy, who's done the amazing photography in that clip. And we're going to kind of do a whole different clip originally, which is going to be set in what's the tunes called? It's like North Sydney, there's like all these tunes out there. So I had this idea for this kind of tunescape. And then that kind of fell through, but then this new idea manifested, and Chris is kind of solely a photographer, so I kind of wanted to incorporate some kind of film photography in with video after it. Like, it was more a budgetary thing as well, to be honest.
Yeah.
Like,
let's strip it back,
let's make it simple, and that was kind of like the simple idea behind it. And then we got Chloe on board, who's like this amazing dancer. She dances at the Sydney Dance Company.
Amazing.
And that was purely just through like the power of social media. I just Instagrammed like a few different people and searching for dancers, and then
slid into the DMs.
Cute community, you can't go wrong.
Yeah, I love how you incorporated like all these different like parts of art as a whole, like dance and like music, obviously, and video and photos.
Yeah.
Just like all came together in this beautiful one thing.
Thank you.
Amazing. Well, so recently you played a show called Rooftop Fridays supporting Running Touch. My question is, like, how does, like, playing live, like, translate differently, especially as an electronic musician, towards, like, a live setting compared to, like, being in your bedroom recording and, like, making these new worlds to yourself?
It is very scary, I must admit. It's a pretty new thing. Like, I've started out as a producer mostly, so that's what I'm used to. That's, like, my thing. That's what I love to do, and that's primarily what is my focus, I guess.
Cool.
And then, of course, being an artist, you need to do the live stuff. And I love DJing as well. But hopefully, in the future, I'll be creating more of a live show to go around all the original music that I'm putting out. But at the moment, it's kind of just a DJ set. So the songs, there's not too much I can change with them at the moment. But yeah, hopefully moving forward, like, I can have a live show that I'll put together.
Yeah, and just incorporate those visuals as well, and like in your music videos into
the show. For sure. Oh, for sure. Like, visuals are a big thing as well. So I definitely, if I'm going to do a live show, I definitely want to have like a big visual element to go along with it as well.
Cool.
So Rooftop Fridays was actually in New York. So tell us a little bit how that was, playing in New York compared to Australia.
Okay. So Rooftop Fridays was the... That was actually the Coogee Pavilion gig. So the one in New York, though, was...
Oh, sorry.
That's all right. It's all right. So Le Bain was, like, incredible, like, an amazing experience, like, especially having not played that many sets as self-tape. Like, it was pretty humbling to, like, go and play overseas and play in such a, like, great venue. Like, the sound system there is, like, immaculate. And, like,
yes.
I was sandwiched in between, like, the weekend prior, Moody Man was playing, and then the weekend after, another DJ called Zamuja, who's like a massive DJ that I actually get a lot of inspiration from, was playing. So it was pretty cool to play a venue of that caliber, I guess. Even, you know, if it's just a support, but it was awesome.
Awesome. Well, we were so excited to play Hanging Over You after this, but what's in store for the rest of 2019 after this release? Like, can we expect an EP? Like,
I've got a few more tracks on the way, and I'm going to be releasing the next couple independently. So, I mean, I could release the next song tomorrow, I could release it in a month. Like, I still don't know, like, when I'm going to put stuff out, but, like, I have quite a few that are ready to go, and then I'm kind of working on another club release, which should be, like, 6 to 7 tracks.
Yeah.
For the second half of the year, so
love
lots
that.
To come, hopefully.
You're teasing us, man.
Yeah,
you're teasing us.
Keeping on our toes, like, oh, man.
Well, thank you so much for chatting with us. We've loved hearing your stories about your adventures all across the world.
Yeah, it's so international.
You're very
so
worldly.
Cool. Yeah, it's so cool.
Well, I try to be. Hopefully I can travel a bit more as well.
Love that. Well, we're going to pump Hanging Over You right now on the Hoist and Sin.